A Washington lobbying group handed out an annual award yesterday denouncing billions of dollars in what it described as pork barrel spending. Citizens Against Government Waste gave Alaska Senator Ted Stevens its so-called Oinker Award for his skill in gaining extra federal money for his own state, as NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
Ted Stevens took to the Senate floor near the end of a long day of talking. In the late afternoon, almost all the senators had abandoned their hardwood desks. A handful moved in and out as they debated a bill that everybody expected to pass. Senator Stevens broke in and responded to the attack on his spending. He declared that maybe he did get the federal government to pay for extra Alaskan highways. Maybe he even got the government to pay for an extra parking lot in a remote village of 300 people. So what?
I'm guilty of asking the Senate for pork and proud of the Senate for giving it to me.
The Republican senator got the government to install runway lights at remote Alaskan airports. So what, he said, people can land planes at night.
North of the Arctic Circle, the sun doesn't even rise beginning in mid-December until the end of the following January, making it impossible for an evacuation plane to land without lights. I want to put the Senate on notice that this year I'm going to seek funds so that every village in Alaska has runway lights. The Citizens Against Government Waste listed funding to aid in the recovery of the endangered stellar sea lion as pork. Now, the Senate and the whole Congress remember the battle over the sea lion at the end of the last session.
In case you don't recall, that was a battle over whether to save an endangered mammal from commercial fishermen. As Ted Stevens spoke, the Senate gallery was as empty as the grandstand of a losing baseball team. It was a sea of blue cushioned seats, dotted here and there by a tourist. They watched a Democratic senator rise to defend Stevens. It was the white-haired Senator Robert Byrd, who's gained so much pork for West Virginia that the anti-spending group once gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award. Byrd faced Stevens and said, "Welcome to the club."
I've been in the same boat with the senator in many ways, and I have no apologies to make for serving my people.
Senator Byrd says he put federal highways in his home state, and he held out his right hand, weaving it back and forth to illustrate the curves of a West Virginia mountain road.
One man's pork is another man's job.
Senators Byrd and Stevens say they consider it their job. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, the Capitol.